Morning.
Chris brought the energy. I gotta scratch too. I gotta follow that, you know. I gotta get right, you know. I don't know. I need to be like Donald. You ever hear Donald when he cracks his neck?
Oh man.
I was like, God. I feel like, man, I don't know how he does that. That is a unique thing. And I was like, wow. So I wish I could do that. I'd probably be in pain.
No, you don't want to.
Yeah. Amen. Guys, we're finishing up this month about Jesus is Lord. Donna and Scott have done a great job so far. It's really been encouraging. About cutting off the branch. Basically, God is trying to trim those things in our lives that we don't need so that we can be more like him. That's what I got from Scott's message. Donald's message is, man, you just got to stop carrying a lot of stuff around. Mm-hmm. You have to stop caring. Are y'all still carrying some stuff around? You know, we hear a good message and we be like, yeah, that was good, but Monday I'm going to pick it right back up and I'm going to carry it with me.
Yeah.
And then the Lord be like, God knows, were they listening or what happened?
Right.
We're all guilty of that. God said,
yeah.
You know, just let it go, man. Let it go, you know. So, you know, amen. But we're going to be over in the book of Luke this morning as we wrap up. Jesus is Lord in this month. And next month, yeah, we'll be talking about Jesus is our lover. And I think Scott's going to kick us off next week in that. Looking forward to that. Jesus is Lord. I'm going to read a scripture here to you guys. It's going to be in Luke chapter 6, verse 46. I love the parables that Jesus does. I love the conversation that he has with people. You can see they're candid. They're very open. They're real conversations. He doesn't pad it or anything like that to make the sand and law for the sand and soft, I should say, or to make the make you feel good and stuff. But he's very real. And Jesus always has a way of like telling you exactly what you need to hear in the moment. Because he's like, this is what you need to hear right now. I know you want to hear this fluff to make you feel good, but that ain't going to do you no good. Right. This is what you need to hear. And so, you know, here's Jesus. And of course, he's giving this, I call it illustration or analogy. But it's in a parable that he's talking about. Let me just tell you about two different people that follow me.
Right.
Two different people that say that they are in love with me. Two different people who talk about how they praise me, how they worship me, how I am the apple of their eye. And God said, but let me tell you about two different people. And in this first verse, it's very challenging, this first statement. And he's questioning their belief. And he's questioning their lifestyle. He's questioning their statement. And he says, verse 46 says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? That's powerful.
Yeah.
Love Jesus. He's real about it. Jesus said, let's just clear some things up and see, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say?
Yep.
You know, and anybody who's ever worked a job for a boss, you may say, hey, I have a boss. But, you know, sometimes in our past life, we didn't like to do the things that the boss told us to do. It's just how we was on the job. Don't like that boss. Don't like that supervisor. But this is what I'm going to do. But, you know, Jesus is like, if I'm going to be Lord, I just need you to follow. I need you to find excitement in doing what I say, even when it's challenging to you. There's a video I want to show here, and this video is about 15 years old. I used to show the other clip of it. But there's just some things that never get old because it's a reminder. As Paul says in Philippians, Paul said it doesn't bother him at all to remind us of things that we need to be aware of, things that we need to know. So I'm going to show a video here real quick.
Thank you so much for meeting with me.
Yeah. What do you have there?
Right. Okay. Well, all right. I have decided to give you this.
What?
Yeah, I know.
I'm serious?
I am very serious.
Well, you know what this means, don't you?
I think so.
I mean, whoever sits here gets to make all the decisions.
I know, and I'm always sitting here, and I'm making the decisions, right? And then sometimes I end up in these places, and I'm like, how did I get here? And then all of a sudden it dawned on me, like, duh, give it to Jesus. You know, like, he makes all the right decisions.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I thought, so I wanted to give it to you as a gift.
Wow, I mean, I'm honored.
No, I'm honored. Really.
Well, this is great. I guess I'll just go ahead and sit down.
Yeah, please do. Go ahead.
Making decisions.
Yes, in Jesus. Okay, now whatever you say to do, that's what I'm going to do, okay?
Okay.
All right.
That's the way you want it.
That is exactly how I want it. I'm gonna get a tattoo.
What?
I know, I'm so excited. I'm gonna do it like right here, you know? I think I might do Kendall.
Really?
Kendall Kane.
No way!
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool.
I'm so excited.
I'm so confused because I thought like your mom said absolutely no way. No tattoos, no, you know, nothing like that. So did something change?
No, she's like completely against it, but you know, my mom's not very cool, so I mean like tattoos, she like flips out, you know what I mean?
Right,
so
right.
I'm just thinking I just need to help her like grow a little, you know?
Okay.
So I'm just gonna go ahead and do it, and then we'll deal with it later, you know?
Oh.
I mean, who really cares if she says no? Anyway, what I want to know is if you'll come with me.
No.
No?
Why?
No, what I mean is, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, because...
Well, I'm kind of one cheek in it here.
Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry. That's weird. How strange is that, really? I don't know. I was talking to Laura, right? And then she asked me to go with her to get a tattoo, and I thought that was very exciting.
Yeah.
And then you said no, and that was a little strange.
Well, that was my decision.
Well, right, but that didn't make sense to me.
I mean, you did want me to sit here, right?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, that's why I gave it to you as a gift.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
And whoever sits here makes all the decisions.
Yeah, of course. I know. I just,
So what's the problem?
Well, I didn't see what the problem was with me going with her. Like, who cares? You know?
But her mother said no.
Yeah, that's like little detail. You know, I was thinking.
Okay. Kat, I just want to make sure we're on the same page here.
Okay.
Okay? I mean, do you want me to sit here or don't you?
No, I do. Of course I do. That's why I gave it to you.
Okay.
Okay. Look, I'm sorry, all right? I guess it's just as hard as I thought it was going to be. I want you to sit there, and I want you to make the decisions. But whatever you say to do, that's what I want to do, you know?
Okay, all right. Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start over again, all right?
All right.
Clean slate.
Okay.
You and me.
Yes.
We can do this.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Jesus, seriously, whatever you say to do, that's what I'm gonna
okay,
do.
Okay, that's what I'm talking.
Okay.
Hey, Kat. All right.
True. Hey.
How's it going?
Great.
Okay. I need some help.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was just talking to my grandma on the phone.
Oh, I love your grandma.
Granny's
she's
awesome.
So
you know.
She's so cute. The blue hair and everything.
I know. She rocks it. She rocks it hardcore. Okay. So you know she's in the nursing home and everything,
yeah.
Right? And well, she was saying that some of the older ladies were feeling kind of sad, and I really want to do something nice for them all, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, old ladies need something now and then, you know?
Great.
So I was thinking about having a spa day at the nursing home.
Take them all to the spa! That's a great idea!
No, I can't afford that, okay?
Oh.
No, I want to bring the spa to them.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, I want to get some of my friends. Yeah. Get them all together and we'll all go to the nursing home and we'll have a spa day for them. You know, we'll do like manicures and pedicures on the old ladies, you know? Because, I mean, those nails, pretty thick.
Okay.
You know, I mean, they're pretty thick and yellow and nasty and they got the fungus growing on, you know? So you gotta scrape out underneath it, you know, with the cuticle scraper or whatever.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And the toenails, oh my goodness, you gotta get like a power sander, you know? Wow. I mean, they're so long and nasty, they haven't seen the light of day, you know? Scrape off the corns and bunions or whatever they got going on down there.
Okay.
And maybe you could do like a scalp massage, you know?
Oh,
get all the flaky skin, dead skin out of there, you know? That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
No, actually, that is a very interesting thing.
Yeah, I know. So I'm saying, can you help me?
Yes.
No, I can't.
Kelly, you can't.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't even tell you when I was going to do it.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's okay.
I was thinking about doing it next week, Sunday.
That'll work.
That's not going to work at all. I mean, you know, it's Sunday. There's church the next time, so.
Right? Well, I mean, what about like Wednesday night or something, you know,
even
after church?
No, that's even worse. I mean, you know, this month is so busy.
Whoa.
It's just like one thing after another.
We know, honestly, I mean, the month of August would work any day for me. So,
really?
Any day in August.
Really?
Any day you're free.
Yeah, no, actually, August is really busy, too. Because, you know, you're heading to school and work, all that stuff. But just, I don't have any free time.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, all right, you know, it's fine. I'll tell you, why don't you just give me a call when you get a chance, all right?
Okay, I will.
It'd mean a lot to Granny.
Yeah, I'll send her a card. Okay,
okay.
I just don't think this is working out.
What?
You're sitting in the seat.
Jesus, that's so weird. I don't know.
Well, okay, like I was talking to Drew, right?
Yeah.
And he was talking about helping his granny, which, you know, I love his granny, so I'm like, this is a great idea. But then he started saying things about like yellow stuff under the nails, and then he said something about having to scrape stuff out, and then like corns or something, and I threw up a little in my mouth, right? And then, and then he said, do stuff with their hair. I don't know.
Kat,
Jesus.
Yes, but here's the thing. I said yes.
Yes, this is what I'm getting at, and that was completely wrong, okay?
Okay.
Because obviously I can't do those things.
Kat, sometimes you're not going to understand my decisions. You may not even agree with them.
Okay,
but you did want me to sit in the seat.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's why I gave it to you.
Well, we can't both sit there at the same time. It's either me or it's you.
Well, it's you. I mean, Jesus, look, I'm sorry, okay? I did not realize that this was going to be so very difficult. I really thought that, like, your decisions would be a lot like my decisions, you know? I don't know what I was thinking. I want you to have it. That's why I gave it to you as a gift.
And I want to have it as a gift, but you have to let me have it.
Okay.
Okay? You have to give it to me.
Sure, yeah, totally. Here, just, you know, let's just try again. I'm really sorry. Just go ahead, sit down.
Okay.
Seriously.
As long as you're sure.
Yes, I'm sure. I mean, I want you to sit there and make the decisions. I really do.
All right.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Kathleen.
Yeah?
Let's talk about the $50 you took from your mom's purse.
$50?
Yeah.
Jesus, I'm sorry. I don't remember that.
Well, it was just this morning.
Oh, right. Right, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing was, you see, is that I needed a little extra money because I knew that I was going to be coming here tonight, and I needed some money, and
my
mom never gives me enough money, and so I just thought, you know, it's not going to make that big of a difference. She needs lots of money. And
it doesn't belong to you.
Well, I mean, it kind of does. She's my mom, you know? I mean,
you need to give it back.
Give it back?
Yes.
Oh, no, then she'll know that I took it. I mean, I can't just give it back, you know?
Kathleen,
hey, Jesus, what are you doing?
It's not working out.
What?
I don't understand this.
What?
I mean, if you want to sit there, then just sit there.
No, it's yours. I gave it to you as a gift.
But you keep taking it back.
Jesus, look, no. I want you to have it, you know? I want you to make the decisions.
Okay. But you have to make the first choice.
Okay.
Who sits on the seat?
You do.
Okay.
Okay.
Then give me the stool.
All right, here, just take it.
Okay. You gotta let go.
Yeah, okay. Just take it, okay?
Kathleen.
Yeah?
Make a choice.
I can't. Mm.
You just did.
Wow. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Amen, guys. Jesus, Lord. Don't we all struggle with different things in our lives like that?
Yeah.
It's not everything, but it's that one thing. Jesus, like, we need to address this. And then at the end, she's like, well, just take it. He's like, I don't want to take it. You have to willingly give it. Mm-hmm. Such a powerful thing. Jesus says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say? Mm-hmm. You know, can Jesus be Lord? That's the question we're faced with every day in our life.
Yep.
With a lot of things. And some things, Jesus is Lord. I mean, we could say, Jesus would tell you, oh, I'm Lord in your life in the area. But there's some other things we're like, oh, this is like Catherine, this is so hard. You don't understand.
Right.
And we're fighting for that chair with Jesus.
Right.
You know, true Christianity is not mere talk, but it is also our walk, how we walk in life.
Yes.
And you can flip that vice versa. Uh-huh. You know, some can talk a good religion, but their walk is poorly. Christ rebukes the hypocrisy here when he says, why do you call me Lord, Lord? You know, it was a major problem in the day that Jesus walked the earth amongst all the religious leaders and the people of that day. And times have not changed much in our lives today. It's still a problem.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus, you know, James speaks, and we did a great thing on James back in November, December. James speaks the same language when he says, don't merely listen to the word,
right. But
do what it says. It rings resoundingly. You know, God wants to save us from our hypocrisy. That's what he wants to save us. He's like, man, I want to save you from your hypocrisy. You know, but we have to be willing to give God that position of control in our life. We have to surrender that. You know, we can all say the right things and carry on all the religious conversations, but God wants our lives to genuinely reflect his lordship in our lives. When Jesus is Lord, he is your protector. He knows what's best, and he wants us to lean into his wisdom. It is not enough merely to hear his word and call him Lord. We need to build a life that shows that. We need to build that life the right way, on the right foundation. You know, picking up in verse 47 of in Luke, he says, "As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like." So Jesus is like, okay, so you call me Lord, Lord. Let me show you what a person who calls me Lord looks like. I like that, you know. You know, all of us are builders, and we must be careful to build wisely. To build on the rock simply means I am going to let Jesus have the most important seat in my life. He gets to make the plans and decide what is best for my life. To build on sand means to give Christ lip service and not obey his will. It may look as if we are building a strong house, but if it has no foundation, it cannot last. What you believe will determine how you build, and who you believe will determine who you build your life on. Luke 48 says, as he describes the two builders, he says, "They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it because it was well built." Wow. Let's talk about this building message. You know, Jesus wanted to show us about hearing him and doing what he says. Many heard Jesus in those days, but very few did what he said. Many people hear Jesus today, mm-hmm. and still very few
right.
do what he says.
That's right.
Are you hearing Jesus today?
Wow.
Are you doing what he says? He talks about the wise builder in this scripture here. He says the wise builder illustrates the man who did more than just hear. He also did what he heard. You know, we talk about building here. When you build something, there's a lot of sweat that goes into it.
Yeah. Yep.
There's a lot of sweat. The old saying in the business world is sweat equity.
Yep.
You know, to build a house upon a rock meant the builder had to dig into the ground until he found a firm foundation. Luke said he dug deep. It wasn't a shallow dig. He dug deep, which would require a lot of effort, a lot of sweat, and a lot of time. Simply put, this is hard work. Have you ever dug a hole before?
Yes.
Have you ever picked up a shovel and dug a hole?
Yep.
Yes.
Some grounds were not always soft. Some grounds were hard.
Yep.
He had to stick the shovel in the ground, jump up, and jump on the ledge of that shovel so it would dig into the ground deep to dig a hole. You know, this is hard work. Anybody ever been in the military?
Yep.
You know the military shovel? It ain't that big shovel you buy from Lowe's. That shovel may be about that big.
Yep, right.
It folds out, lock in, and they want you to dig a hole with that shovel. Now, a person in the military can tell you, oh, that's some work.
Yep.
That's some work. They would be glad to have a shovel from Lowe's or Home Depot that's really big.
Yep.
Digging a hole is work. And if you don't think so, ask somebody from the military to take you to buy a military shovel. I'm going to show a picture here real quick.
Yeah.
So this is what we know as the Sears Tower. It's actually now the Willis Tower. But it describes here, it says the foundation of the Sears or the Willis Tower is a massive cement structure that is 100 feet deep. In addition, the foundation is surrounded by 200 circular caissons, which are huge cement-filled cylinders bored an additional 100 feet below and set in solid bedrock. Somebody was very wise when they built that building. That building has been standing since 1973. That's 5 decades.
Wow.
I would like for them to build my house.
Wow. Yep.
Because when you think about being a wise builder, You got to dig deep.
Yep.
You got to get to the rock. You got to get to something that's going to firmly hold it. And I'm going to tell you, Chicago, although it is not the windiest city in the world, it is one of the windiest cities.
Yeah.
And so to build a building that tall to take on the winds that are constantly blowing, you had to build it right.
Yeah, yeah.
1973, they accounted for all the winds, everything that would come, all the snow, all the ice. Mm. Whoever built that building was a wise builder. You know, those who build their lives upon what the Lord said will survive the storms of life.
Yep.
Contrary to those who do not build their lives upon the Lord. You know, yesterday I took my daughter out. Was it yesterday? Friday, took my daughter out. And you know, she's had the challenges and everything. So I tell you about the time her boss, I ran into her boss, she told me to bring up there. So I took him over to his new restaurant over in the Renaissance and got them connected. And she came back home and she was so excited. Mm. And I could hear her talking to Sharice, and she's saying, you know, the one thing she said to Sharice, she says, you know, Mom, and they remembered me.
Wow.
They remembered me from so many years ago. That meant so much to her. And I told Candace, I said, you know what that's accredited to? Your character.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And the lifestyle that you built when you worked for him. That he just came in and said, you come and see me, and I'll work with you and put you to work.
Amen.
But she was like, he remembered me.
Yep.
Amen.
You know, that was all those nights, that young girl, when she was at college, she used to walk to that job. She went and found that job. Wow. Who was in college. She used to walk every night back and forth to that job. And they remembered her being there all the time.
Amen.
You know, people won't forget you if you are a hard worker, if you are a wise worker. Your life will always reflect who you are. What you believe will determine how you build. Who you believe will determine who you build your life on.
Yep.
Can Jesus be Lord? That is the question. Verse 49. So Jesus tells us about the wise builder and how to build. Let's look at the foolish builder. He says, but the one who hears my words and do not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete.
Yep.
You know, we're talking about the illustration of the foolish man who heard what the Lord said, but does not live by what he hears from the Lord. You know, I saw a picture, and we have a lot of people here from California, but it was showing a picture. I was looking at an old news clip, and it was a set of apartments on the side of the beach here. And they were showing where the apartments were just going to fall in. And it's easy to say the landlord should have never rented this lady this apartment, knowing that this thing is going with this house. But I'm also thinking this lady should have never rented there. Even though she had this desire, I want to be on the ocean, I want to wake up in the morning with the sun rising over the beach. She never done that. And they show this picture of there's no backyard, there's nothing. You step out the back door of that apartment and it's straight down, literally. That is literally. And it showed, they talked about how they tried to put rocks at the bottom of the basin of that cliff or whatever it is, so that when the ocean come in, maybe it wouldn't chew away or eat away at the foundation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I thought, when they went to build this, did they not know
mm-hmm.
that the salt water, that the power from the water mm-hmm. was eventually going to eat away from this?
Wow.
You had to know. But sometimes we're like that. We know that this is not going to work out. And we still what? I'm going to mm-hmm. foolishly go on in it, whether I'm trying to prove somebody wrong or I want to be right, or it's just because I wanted to be my way. You know, just building foolishly. You know, this man did not take the time or make the effort to build his house on a solid foundation. To build on the sand means to give Christ lip service and not obey his will.
Yep.
It means look as if we are building a strong house, but if it has no foundation, it cannot last. The storm here is not the last judgment, but the storm here is the test of life that comes to everybody that professes Jesus as Lord.
Right.
And we all face many storms in life. Those of us who lived a little longer, we've all seen some storms, man.
Oh, yes.
We don't care to go back through them no more.
No.
Have no interest in doing that, going that way again.
Nope.
But we learn from those storms.
Sure do.
And we learn, I need to build better. I need to build on better, solid ground. Mm-hmm. We learn from that. You know, not everybody who professes to know the Lord has had a real experience of salvation. They may have been active in church and other religious organizations, but if Jesus is not Lord, they have no foundation for their lives. When difficulties come, and they will come, instead of glorifying the Lord, many people, they tend to desert him, and their house of testimony is exposed and collapsed. You see, it's one thing to praise God and say, hallelujah, great God is great and everything like that. But if you look at scripture, you know God has tested many people before us in some hard times. And it's in those times God said, you're going to be shown for whether or not if I am Lord of your life. But if he's not, that ground will collapse up under your faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the problem was not the storm. It never is, although we may disagree. Because storms always come and go.
Yeah.
But it was the lack of no foundation.
Yeah.
That's what it really is.
Yep.
Storms are going to come and go, but it's what your foundation is. The foundation that we need in our life needs to be Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus not only wants to be our Lord, but he wants to be our Savior. You understand that? Jesus not only wants to be your King because he knows best. Jesus not only wants to be your protector because he knows best, but Jesus wants to rescue us. Jesus, now I'm trying to save you, but I need you to let me have that seat, the most important seat in your life. Can I be the driver?
Yep.
That's what Jesus is saying. Now, I don't know about you, but the best analogy I thought, there's quite a few of them, I thought, to figure out what it's like to try to drive when Jesus is trying to drive, get in the car and whoever's driving, you grab the steering wheel and see how that works.
Yep.
It's not going to work. That person more like it's going to pump the brakes and say, hold on, wait a minute now, let go of the steering wheel, I'm going to put you out. These are the options. We and Jesus both can't drive this life.
That's right.
That's right.
We just can't. If you're going to let Jesus drive, let him drive. Don't be a backseat driver either. That's more annoying. Don't make Jesus jump out the car because you keep talking. You know, nobody can really call Jesus Lord except the Holy Spirit of God. I'm sorry, except by the Holy Spirit of God. Sorry. If Christ is in our hearts as Lord, then our mouths must confess him to others. He's got to be planted firmly in your heart as Lord. And you have no choice but to confess him as Lord to others. You know, if we are rooted and built up in him, then our fruits will be good. When I think about that, I think about the Scott's message. God's trying to trim off all those things that make us bad. Trying to prune us a little bit. You know, then our fruits will be good and our house will withstand the storms of life.
Right.
You know, we've all had storms. We all have testimonies that we can talk about. You guys have had the privilege to live through a lot of the testimonies of what my family has dealt with in a storm. You know, but I'm going to tell you, your life and your testimony that you go through, there's somebody somewhere sharing about how you did not quit.
Amen.
How you did not give it. There's somebody that's talking about you right now, how you have impacted their lives. Because you not only talked about Jesus is Lord, praise God, all that stuff, but they said, they're still in the fight.
Right.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
You have to realize that storm that you're going through, it is a test of life. And how you come out on the other end, it will impact and make a difference in other people's lives as well as your own. You know, we may have our faults and failures, because we do, all of us. But the steady witness of our lives will point to Christ and honor him. And it will make the statement that Jesus is my Lord, and I build my life on that.
Right.
In closing, guys, can Jesus be Lord today?
Yes.
Can he be Lord tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Can he be Lord forever?
Amen.
I'm going to read this final scripture one more time. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? This should no longer apply to us.
That's
Jesus
right.
should be saying, I'm so glad that you call me Lord, Lord, because I see every day that you're doing what I say.
Right, right.
Amen.
Let's honor God. Let's honor his son. and let our life reflect that Jesus is Lord and he has the most important seat in our life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Guys, thank you so much.